You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benashour. As the House returns from a break, the next major drama on Capitol Hill is the debt ceiling. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is planning to lay out his case today for raising that ceiling, but in return, he wants the government to cut spending. He's scheduled to give a speech later this morning at the New York Stock Exchange. We hit the debt limit in January, and the Treasury Department has been scrambling to pay the bills as the ceiling approaches, using what it calls extraordinary measures. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more.
When announcing his plan to address Wall Street, Kevin McCarthy referenced a speech given by President Ronald Reagan in the 1980s calling for less government spending. McCarthy said he's seeking what he called a responsible debt ceiling increase, which would include budget cuts. There is no doubt that the debt limit must rise. Experts say if it doesn't, the nation risks a potentially catastrophic default on its financial obligations, which could send the world economy into uncharted turmoil. But what is in doubt is whether the fractious Republican majority in the House can agree on how and what to cut from the federal budget in return for raising the limit. Some Republican lawmakers have suggested ideas such as reverting back to government spending levels prior to the pandemic, or tying future government spending increases to inflation. The White House wants Republican lawmakers to coalesce behind a proposal, while also saying that the debt limit should rise without conditions. The Treasury Department says lawmakers probably have until early June before a default. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.